Hey, hey, happy day. President Trump, there's nobody like him. I tell you, he makes me laugh. He breaks me up. He says it like it is. He doesn't have a filter, and sometimes his delivery is not great. But sometimes his delivery really is great. Now, I wanted to share with you his Easter greeting. You probably have already seen this, but I gotta say it again because I think it's just priceless. I like it. He goes on to say this: Happy Easter to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting and scheming so hard to bring murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, the mentally insane, and well-known MS-13 gang members and wife beaters back into our country. Happy Easter also to the weak and ineffective judges and law enforcement officials who are allowing this sinister attack on our nation to continue, an attack so violent that it will never, ever be forgotten. Sleepy Joe Biden purposely allowed millions of criminals to enter our country totally unvetted, unchecked, through an open borders policy that will go down in history as the single most crazy act ever perpetrated upon America. He was by far our worst and most incompetent president, a man who had absolutely no idea what he was doing. But to him and to the person that ran and manipulated the auto pen, perhaps the real president, and to all the people who cheated in the 2020 presidential election in order to get this highly destructive moron elected, I wish you, with great love, sincerity, and affection, a very happy Easter from Donald Trump. Oh, boy. He kind of doesn't miss a beat there, does he? Now, let me share with you MSNBC host. There's a host there, and she says people of color are next. Because the government, Trump, he's going out and he's picking people up, illegal people, and he's sending them somewhere else, and we're next. They're going to come and get us. I look at this and I laugh. I say, what kind of a lunatic is this? Looney Tune, I mean, good bloody grief. It's kind of like that other black woman recently who said, we'll be picking cotton again and when all the people are deported. And this one says, they're deporting people, so we're next because people of color, the cha-cha-cha. You know what? If she's illegal, then she's right. Because she shouldn't be in the country. But if she's legal, I don't think it matters what color you are. Where does this come from? How about, I don't know, this terrorism confinement center that is being used now for all of the illegals, maybe they should start adding mentally challenged people in there. I'm just sharing. Hey, who controls the media? Whoever does controls the mind. That's a fact. Hitler proved that. He controlled the mind. He brainwashed an entire nation, almost an entire world. He controls the mind, controls the media, rather, controls the mind. Sounds rather liberish, doesn't it? I mean, but in Germany, it started with one party controlling the media, one party controlling the message, one party deciding what is true and the truth, one party censoring speech and controlling the opposition, one party dividing citizens into us versus them and calling on their supporters to harass them. It started when good people turned a blind eye and let it happen. Canada, are you listening? Canada, you have an election right away. Vote right. Many people in Canada are saying to me, what's the difference? Who cares? It does matter. One thing with conservative, the word inspires or creates the hope. Hope. At least the damage will stop. A conservative won't do any more damage. Can they repair the damage that's there? I don't know. Under that system that Canada has, maybe not. But certainly the damage will stop. The liberals, they do new damage every couple of seconds. So vote right. Give it some thought. It doesn't matter who you like or if you like their kids or their wives or their cars. Vote for the policies. Vote for right. You got it? Right, right, right. Donald Trump. He recently signed an executive order that commands the dismantling of 7 government offices, that including the United States Agency for Global Media, which is parent company of Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and so on. These are government controlled, back to the media, back to Hitler. And Canada has that, the CBC and everything else. And by the way, that guy running for the Liberal Party in Canada, he says, I want to take the CBC, which is owned by me, it's an extension of my government. They lose $1.5 billion a year. I'm going to up it to $3 billion because we like that. Who controls the media controls the mind. Just saying. Now, talk about craziness. Here you have a sad story by a sad country. And of course, that would be Canada. There's a high-risk sex offender that's recently walked away from his halfway house after he's being released to a halfway house. He just walked away. Okay. The police said, hey, he has to sexually of assaulting strangers. Strangers, where's that come from? But that's what they said here. And the police also said that this man poses a very significant risk of harm to the community and is a high risk to commit further physical and sexual violence. His name is Mick Corriston, and he was convicted of sexually assaulting multiple women in 2022. That's only a couple of years ago, right? He was serving a 2-year jail sentence for 5 counts of sexual assault, break and enter, failure to comply with an undertaking, assaulting a peace officer, possession of property obtained by a crime, mischief, robbery, indecent acts, assault, and assault by choking. And he's out walking around, and then he walked away from where he was supposed to be. What does that tell you about Canadian politics, leadership? If you get caught, if you're a legal gun owner and you have a license and everything and you do something wrong with your gun, you get 3 or 4 years in prison. Guys like this, they can walk around with a gun. Bah, 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 bah. Not good. Makes me kind of upset. And from the stupid file, last thing, and this happened in Canada as well, from the stupid file, because this is a good one, a police officer. Officer, admission, which is part of Vancouver, pulled the man over for not wearing a helmet. He was riding a electric moped bicycle thing. And it turned out he was a repeat offender, right? He was subject to conditions of a release order and drug trafficking and gun charges. And here he had a gun on him and all kinds of drugs and so on. And he's breaking the law anyway. Reminds me of a show, a true show I saw years ago, Bank Robbers. They had a successful bank robbery, and they were picked up, I don't know, the next day for speeding because they went over the speed limit by a lot at all. The money was in the trunk, and stupid thief file. Hey, y'all come back. Right is right, left is wrong. See ya.